We were just talking a little bit earlier with Ava Cherry, and she has worked with some of the greatest people of all time. She is a great singer herself, and I want to know, who are your favorite singers? 312-981-7200. Consequence of Sound put together a list of the greatest singers of all time. We'll go through this and talk about your favorites as well. 312-981-7200. Dan, do you have a favorite?
Slowly continuing my descent into being an old man, I've been listening to a lot of Andrea Bocelli lately, and so that would be my current selection.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man.
He did a song on the Sesame Street CD that we listened to quite a bit in our car.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also did a song in a recent Christmas special that Emily really likes. So I've been hearing a lot of him lately. And obviously his operatic voice is the stuff of legends. And he's got a new CD out and all that stuff.
Wow. Okay. All right. You're jumping right into the big stuff here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my favorite singer of all time, and again, some of these don't fit into every category, but my favorite rock singer of all time is Freddie Mercury. I think he has the best voice ever in rock. Greatest frontman in the history of music, as far as I'm concerned, and that's one of the reasons why I was so angry about how they told his story in Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie. And I just think he was absolutely incredible. I don't think anybody could touch him. And but here they include Freddie Mercury in this compilation here, and he comes in at number 3 out of 100. And I think that that's I think that's fair. I would put him at number 1, but that's just me. Freddie Mercury, here's what they say: some frontmen had it all. Freddie Mercury rocked the moves, flaunted the outfits, and above all else, brought a voice too astounding to comprehend as raw talent. That's exactly what it was, all the way up to his death in 1991. Watch live footage. Barely a minute in, it becomes apparent that Mercury's voice didn't rely on studio tweaks or production. He grabbed the bar for classic rock vocals and catapulted it into the horizon. The long-held rumor that Mercury's range spanned 4 octaves remains unproven by science, but listening to Queen makes it apparent just how wide his vocal range was. The revered epic Bohemian Rhapsody, for all of its ridiculousness, pushes Mercury to run in circles, jumping from low octaves to high falsettos. What's more, he does so in seconds. A new study proves both speed and intensity that are something that Freddie Mercury excelled in part because he vibrated his ventricular folds, a part of the throat that goes unused unless you're a Tuvan throat singer. Play Under Pressure, You're My Best Friend, Another One Bites the Dust. Each note shines with clarity, even on Queen's goofiest songs like Bicycle Race. Mercury sings with a phenomenal voice. It sounds like he's trying to outdo himself, going faster and faster. But when you take a step back, it's clear that Mercury is giddy from having fun for fun's sake. To achieve technical feats while playing around is a thing in itself. That, folks, is someone who balances work and play. Mercury does so with the bright attention to each. Maybe that's the secret of having one of the best singing voices in history. And I agree with all of that. So I just think he's great. And that's one of the reasons why I got so upset when I saw the movie, because I admired him so much and respected him so much that, you know, to take his life and just make it essentially a work of fiction angered me. To the point where I'm probably going to include Bohemian Rhapsody at the end of the year as one of the worst movies of the year, even though everybody's going to see it and it's making a ton of money. Just know, if you go and see it, you know, Rami Malek is good in it. He's probably going to get an Oscar nomination for it. He got a SAG Award nomination. The SAG Awards were announced. The nominees were announced, and he got a SAG Award for it. And he came to play. He's quite good in the movie. It's just that the movie is just full of fiction after fiction after fiction. And it's also just, you know, on top of that, it's just a really bass and VH1, you know, sort of behind the music kind of a look at the band. And they were much more than that. So, all right. Who do you guys think? Best singers of all time, since we're talking about that. And we would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Here's Doc in Kansas City. Doc, hi.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'll tell you what, for a man, it's hard for me to not choose the King as my first choice. I especially love anything Elvis gospel.
Yeah.
But a second choice, you got to pick the guy who sang the best song ever, George Jones. And I always like hearing very early, like Conway Twitty and George Jones, hearing how high their voices were compared to what they were later in their careers.
Yeah.
And then for women, she's not my favorite, but boy, Reba McEntire has one of the best controlled voices in going from note to note if you listen closely. I just bought Rhiannon Giddens today. I really like her. And I know somebody's going to say, you know, Janis Joplin or Whitney Houston, but I, number one, off the top of my head, I got to say Karen Carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
Just really smooth. Some of her songs are just kind of really maudlin, you know?
Yeah.
They just kind of... But there you go.
All right.
View for you.
Thanks, Doc. Take care.
Ah, man. Have a good morning.
Yeah, take care. Elvis Presley is at number 45 on this list, which seems a little low to me. Doesn't that seem very low, actually?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, kind of what you were talking about, you know, a good singer, it's equal parts voice. Not necessarily equal parts, but, you know, one of the interesting things as you look across the list is there's a lot of people who wouldn't be considered great voices on the list, but they're great singers, you know what I mean? Like, they just get by in the gusto and the things like that.
The way they deliver the song.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, sometimes it's not necessarily about, you know, how good your voice is, it's the attitude you deliver it.
That's
so
true.
I think that's part of the reason why they have him where they have him.
Here's what they say about Elvis. Elvis had the hair, the hips, and the lips, but it was his singular voice that lifted him from obscurity and elevated him to the position of rock and roll's immortal monarch. It was a unique instrument, multifaceted, capable of telling a story through tone and texture as much as through actual verbiage. Take Heartbreak Hotel, for instance. At the top of the song, he sounds like a desperate man wounded, aching for his lover's return, before plummeting in a register to emulate the soul of a real crushing depression when he realizes she ain't coming back. He doesn't need to tell you he's so lonely he could die. You already feel it. Elvis didn't sing with the same kind of fire and brimstone as, say, Little Richard or Jerry Lee Lewis. But when he needed it, the extra gear was there. If there is on his very first single, That's All Right, and one of his biggest hits, Jailhouse Rock, one of his last hits, Burnin' Love. At heart, however, he was a crooner. His delivery stands somewhere between the crossroads between Frank Sinatra, Big Bill Brunzy, and Hank Williams. Songs like Are You Lonesome Tonight, Don't, and Can't Help Falling in Love wouldn't be half as affecting if not carried by the weight and gravity of his soulful, arresting bellow. Elvis Presley, you know, obviously, an amazing singer and an amazing performer, and I would choose, If I Could Dream, as if you want to hear an incredible example of the kind of voice that Elvis had. If I Could Dream is my favorite Elvis song. So, all right, everybody hang on. We got to take a break for the news. And then we come back. We're going to dive into more of your favorite singers and talk about this list, too, of the best singers of all time. 312-981-7200. Phone and text lines are open. Shatner lost his mind? What's going on there? The Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Glenn choosing the punk rock version of Jingle Bells by William Shatner. That was very punk rock. Shatner doing punk rock. All right. It is so weird that we're talking about the best singers in the world, and we just heard that. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We were talking to Ava Cherry a little bit earlier, who has worked as a great singer in and of herself, but has also worked with some amazing vocalists and singers. And who are your favorite singers? Who are the greatest singers of all time? And we'll talk about that and get some thoughts from the people over at Consequence of Sound. We're getting texts, too. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Let's see. Here's Steve in Galesburg on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I can't pick an AOR or a classic person. There's too many. But when it comes to go-to listening, Bonnie Raitt's my favorite vocalist.
Yeah, she's got a great voice. She's a great singer.
And I turned into a prog rock geek in the late 70s, early 80s, and I still enjoy Brian Ferry.
Ah, Brian Ferry, yes. Unique singer, very unique approach to the material for sure.
But I just Bonnie Raitt's my go-to girl.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
All right,
Bonnie Raitt. Here's what they say about Bonnie Raitt. Bonnie Raitt was born in Southern California, but her musical education took place in the bars and cafes of New York City, where she performed alongside legendary bluesmen Mississippi Fred McDowell and Howlin' Wolf, and learned what a voice dripping with soul is supposed to sound like. Raitt carried that voice throughout her subsequent years and decades, lending a quiet strength and gravitas to songs like Angel from Montgomery and I Can't Make You Love Me. Her guitar playing is a rollicking force in its own right, but there's something in that bluesy, slightly raspy cadence that almost makes the rest of the track recede into the background. Yeah, she's great. Bonnie Raitt is great. And then, you know, they mentioned I Can't Make You Love Me, which is one of my favorite songs of all time, and I think a perfect song. And her performance on that record is heartbreaking. It's beautiful. It's part of what makes that song so great is her delivery of those lyrics. Yeah, Bonnie Raitt, she's awesome. Here's Tom on WGN. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
All right.
There's just too many to choose from.
Yeah.
How could you? I mean, I guess you could have a favorite, but you know, you got the male, the female, you got the rhythm and your blues, and you got the country and rock and punk and But one of the guys I enjoy listening to a lot is Paul Rodgers. The first I heard of him was with Free,
right?
And then with Bad Company. I don't know when he started with Free, how old he was. It might have been 18 or 20.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his range is, how many octaves he's got, but just pure enjoyment. I guess it's probably because I can sing along with it and not sound like an idiot.
Yeah, that's it. Paul Rodgers is, I think, my dad's favorite vocalist of all time.
It's hard to pick a favorite because there's what so much of a variety, you know?
Yeah, there are. I want to cover them all, too. I want to talk about all the different genres because, you know, and all the different styles of singing.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
I can go back to the late 60s when I used to work with a few black guys from the South Side that brought up all the stuff from the South Side.
Yeah.
All the soul type music,
absolutely,
you want to call it that, whatever. And, you know, a lot of them were great.
Yep. Okay, Tom, thanks, buddy. Take care.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Paul Rodgers, great rock and roll voice. Truly one of the great rock and roll voices of all time. And started out in the band Free. That's where my dad knew him from. And I've told this story before. The first concert I ever went to was at the auditorium. No, not the the Auditorium Theater. The Auditorium Theater down here, and it was Black Oak, Arkansas was the headliner, Jim Dandy to the Rescue. And the opening band was Bad Company before anybody knew who Bad Company was. And so my dad got all excited because when they walked out on stage, he recognized Paul Rodgers, who he'd loved from the band Free. And here's another kind of a weird coincidence, Dan. When Queen toured about 10 years ago, they toured with Paul Rodgers. Like he was in Freddie Mercury's role. He completely, obviously, completely different singer than Freddie Mercury. But they toured. They released an album, and he did a good job. I mean, like I said, his interpretation of the songs are completely different than what Freddie did. But yeah. So now Adam Lambert, right, is right now he's headlining with Queen.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. My choice, of course, would have been George Michael, who. I think had one of the greatest voices of all time. I'll get to him in a minute, but Paul Rodgers is like the definitive rock and roll, you know, kind of vocalist. Let's see. 815 area code. We want to hear from you guys too. Text talk 312-981-7200. 815 area code says, I'm 65 years old and two of the most powerful voices I've heard are Roy Orbison and Martina McBride. And in some cases, Elvis. Roy Orbison had a pretty amazing voice. Martina McBride, too. Incredible singer. Zach says, James Hetfield from Metallica. There's just something about his voice and approach to his singing. He can connect with me on all emotions depending on my mood. He's got an interesting voice. You know, obviously that's a rock voice. You're not going to use that voice, you know, to sing lovely, quiet ballads. Steve says, you want to get chills? Watch George Michael sing Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me or Somebody to Love. My goodness, that man had a voice. I agree with you 100%, Steve. He performed Somebody to Love when they had the Freddie Mercury tribute concert a few months after Freddie passed away. And, he came out, George Michael came out, performed Somebody to Love, and it was unbelievable. And that's not an easy song to sing. I mean, none of the songs that Freddie Mercury sang are easy to sing. Not one of them. That's a particularly tough one, but George Michael nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. And yes, his version of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me is fantastic. 804 area code says Aretha could take any song and make it her own. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And there were so many when she passed away just recently. There were so many great tributes to her. One of the greatest singers ever of all time. 231 area code says Neil Diamond and Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr? Ringo Starr? Really? Neil Diamond, I can see. Neil Diamond is, you know, is a fun performer, and he's got a good voice. Ringo Starr, and look, I love Ringo Starr. Look, I love him. Don't get me wrong, but one of the best singers of all time? I don't know about that. Also, Tony Bennett, and we share a birthday August 3rd. Well, happy birthday. Tony Bennett, that guy can sing a song. Still to this day, he's working. You know? Tucks on, duetting with people like Lady Gaga. He's remained relevant for his entire career, Tony Bennett. This is a guy who's a career that has spanned decades, and he's still got the pipes. He's still got them, and he can put on a show. 630 area code says that three artists I really like are Janis Joplin, Robert Plant, and Joe Cocker. Yeah. Robert Plant's, you know, and Robert Plant can still sing. He's another one of these guys who, you know, Dan, you think these guys and these women who, you know, smoked, you know, drank a lot of whiskey and stuff, you'd think that they would, like, their vocal cords would be ruined. But, you know, Robert Plant did his share of drugs and drinking and smoking, and he still can hit the notes. He's still a great singer. It's got to be like, I don't know what, I mean, I, you know, because you can, I mean, like, in these, and it's not like Robert Plant didn't party, because he did, big time. But it clearly didn't affect his voice or his vocals.
Yeah, you know, and I think it kind of speaks to the interesting transition of, you know, music and, you know, those guys will always say, well, this is my instrument. Yeah. And just like other guys will pay thousands and thousands of dollars for the right instrument and to have it professionally tuned, things like that. You know, right. I know a lot of those guys now do intense regimens, you know, won't speak for days at a time and, yeah, you know, will only drink this certain type of tea and, you know, et cetera,
right,
to try to keep it going.
It's crazy. Joe Cocker had a great voice, a real interesting one too. He was another one of those guys. Joe Cocker was another one of those guys who interpreted songs in a very, very unique way. Dan, have you ever seen the footage on Saturday Night Live?
I have, yes.
Of Joe Cocker and John Belushi next to him doing Joe Cocker. It's kind of uncomfortable to watch, but you know Joe Cocker obviously played along. You know,
was
fine with it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been there. But it's brilliant. It just shows what, you know, the John Belushi version of Joe Cocker was so great and so brilliant. I believe that was in 1976. I think it was season two. It was 1976. It was either season two or season three. But it's out there. It's on YouTube. It's Joe Cocker performing alongside John Belushi. Cocker's out there by himself for the first couple of verses. And then Belushi comes out. And then they're dressed. They got the same T-shirt on and everything. And he was known, you know, John Belushi was, you know, I think perhaps his most famous impression was Joe Cocker. So what do you guys think? 312-981-7200. Is an interesting choice here. Someone on Consequence of Sound chose Lou Reed. And Lou Reed was a brilliant performer and a musician, and he had a very, very interesting voice, and he used it really well for the type of music that he was playing. It says the late Lou Reed grew up on doo-wop and in his early days played guitar in lickety-split early rock and roll bands like the Jades, and while his guitar playing was pretty, his voice wasn't. Reed's voice was vicious, almost as dry as his speaking tone, and just as sarcastic. The way he made certain words sounded like a joke, you were never entirely sure if you were in on. And those idiosyncrasies made his voice a resonant too. The former Velvet Underground frontman's voice often sounded like he was frantically trying to tell you something. The nervy words tumbling out of his mouth seemingly faster than he can control them, which made songs like Run, Run, Run sound like more of a sprint than a song. Reed got his swagger in the 70s, allowing his voice to snap and crackle in the name of pop. Look no further than Oh Baby on Transformers makeup for prime Reed sing speaking slurs. But on gentle cuts like Pale Blue Eyes, Reed's voice quivered with the kind of melancholy that can only come from a lifetime of hurt, and that's the kind of honesty that saved lives through rock, that saved lives through rock and roll. So Lou Reed chosen, an interesting choice too. Great singer and absolutely unique. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We would love to hear from you right here on WGN. Is it Canadian Day? What's happening here? It's Canadian Triple Play Thursday this morning. That seems to be the theme. I don't have a problem with that. And this isn't even Canadian, Bill. 574 area code, selecting, of course, Rush with Spirit of the Radio. Yeah, man, Rush! Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200. Geddy Lee's got a good voice. He can hit notes only dogs can hear. We're talking about great singers. Who are your favorite singers of all time? The greatest singers ever. We're here till 5 a.m. Coming up at 5 is Steve Krzanich with the opening bell. And at 6, Steve Cochran with your morning drive. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're talking about the greatest singers of all time. Having some fun with this. Consequence of Sound put together a big article picking 100 singers and giving the reasons behind them. And we've had some fun reading that, and I want to get into that again. So get in here and call or text at 312-981-7200. Tim says, along the same lines as Dan, I believe Josh Groban has an astounding operatic-type voice that possesses warmth, range, intensity, and control without being over the top. He does have a great voice, that Josh Groban. He does. Yeah, he's also very funny. Josh Groban is really funny. And I'm with you, Nick. Tim says, Freddie Mercury was unmatched. Yes, yes, yes. 773 area code says Barbara Streisand, Nat King Cole, two classics. You know, yeah, you can't talk about like great voices and not mention either of those because those are two legends, Barbara Streisand, Nat King Cole. So, 219 area code says Etta James, Ray Charles, and Willie Nelson. Bonnie in Kenosha. There are so many, but I really like Stevie Nicks, Steven Tyler, Debbie Harry, Tom Petty, Judy Collins, and John Denver. That's an interesting varied group right there, all over the place. Bonnie has a wide range of tastes right there. 574 area code says Boston's Brad Delp had a voice that was that had purity and range. You know, we've had a couple of mentions of Karen Carpenter, I think she had I've said this before. I think she had the voice of an angel. Karen Carpenter was just beautiful. Her voice was just beautiful. And I could listen to her all day. I could. She's just astonishing. Here's one of my favorites that they write about in the Consequence of Sound article. Annie Lennox. I think Annie Lennox has such a beautiful and strong voice. She's absolutely one of my favorite singers of all time. Here's what they say. Nostalgia culture will likely enshrine Scottish singer Annie Lennox as an icy dominatrix sporting a close-cropped shock of red hair and wielding a cane in the video for the Eurythmics song Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. But her smooth burr also has a ton of warmth to it, adding a rich humanity to the splendid productions that her collaborators like fellow Eurythmic Dave Stewart and pop fantasia architect Trevor Horn would offer her. Adjectives describe plushness, velvety, sumptuous, lush. They certainly apply to her voice, although there are moments of tension before it opens up to a full-on trill or sails into a falsetto. And it gives gravitas to even the most over-the-top arrangements surrounding her. Yeah, I'm a unapologetic huge Annie Lennox fan. But I think she's great. I think she should be I think she should be represented higher on this list. She's 96 out of 100. And again, you know, but the criteria here, Dan, as you said before, isn't necessarily
right.
The purity of the voice.
Right.
The style and the way you deliver, you know, the song, the way you can sell it. Another reason. 630 area code says, I must add George Strait to the list. 630 area code says, Burton Cummings is one of my favorite. Scott from Streamwood said Greg Allman is one of the best singers. Canadian Bill says Stephen Page of the Bare Naked Ladies has an awesome voice. Best next to Shatner. Oh. Best next to Shatner. Rich says Whitney Houston and David Bowie. Rich, I hope you were listening earlier. You mentioned David Bowie. I hope you were listening earlier when we had Ava Cherry on, who spent a significant amount of time working with David Bowie and being his girlfriend, and she told this incredible story about meeting David Bowie, how she met David Bowie, and the pursuit of David Bowie. And yes, David Bowie, one of the greatest. 630 area code says, Beck has a great voice. He's constantly trying new things and has managed to not only stay relevant, but win a late career Grammy. And Jim says, Carole King and Rita Coolidge. Those are both great. Carole King, and also one of the greatest songwriters of all time. Not just a great voice, and she does have a great voice, but she's also one of the greatest songwriters of all time. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. Let's talk about a few more here. Madonna comes in pretty low on the list, and I can understand that. She doesn't have the greatest voice in the world. I think she's an amazing performer, and I mean, actually, as you know, as everybody who listens to this show knows, I love Madonna. She's fantastic. She doesn't have the greatest voice. I would be the first to admit that she is not like technically trained with a great voice, but I love to watch her perform and I love to hear her sing. Debates over whether Madonna is a great singer have floated around for decades. Her voice is too thin. Her sinking into the low notes on ballads like Live to Tell are too uncertain, but she's undoubtedly one of the best straight-up performers that has ever graced top 40 radio, making up for any vocal deficits that the Whitneys and the Mariahs of pop eras have by putting up personality in front and center and using it towards the cutting edge. The internet appropriation machine caught up with her in the late aughts, but she has held out admirably long, Madonna. So, okay. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And again, there are so many different styles and so many different, you know, things that you can say about these performers that it can't all fall under one umbrella. So that's why we're mixing up genres and mixing up styles and stuff, because that's what singers are. They're not all one kind. So 312-981-7200. Who are your favorite singers of all time? We want to hear from you, and we'll talk more about great singers and go through some of these essays that were written on the Consequence of Sound website, too. 312-981-7200, talk and text. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Triple Play Thursday, one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200, 574 area code, pick and rush. That's Tom Sawyer, of course. If you want to get your requests in, it's 312-981-7200. A great voice there, too. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about great singers. Who are the greatest singers of all time? Who are your favorites? 312-981-7200. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It's Thursday. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. And we're talking about the greatest singers of all time. And Consequence of Sound put together an article. They ranked 100 of the greatest singers of all time. And one of my favorites, again, I think too low on the list. And out of 100, Ann Wilson comes in at 86, which I think is way too low. I think Ann Wilson has one of the greatest rock voices of all time. And not just female voice, but just in general, one of the greatest rock voices of all time. Ann Wilson's entryway into music stardom is immortalized in one of Hart's most memorable tunes, Magic Man. At the time, Wilson says she was existing in a very this very staid suburban state of being, quote unquote. She was at home until she met the band's Mike Fisher. That's her Magic Man. Wilson left home and went to Canada, joining Hart in the process. It's a good thing she followed that path towards music. Wilson, along with her sister Nancy, took over the pop charts in the 70s with their dynamic, throttling rock songs that seemed to have come from a distant strut of their own. Famously, Ann never had formal musical training before she took over as the lead singer of Hart, even more of a testament to her natural talent, given how potent and clear her voice is. Us Weekly asked Ann Wilson to give them the primer on how to hit those tough high notes. Her response, not to be wimpy, quote unquote. As for tips on how to be a rock star, which Wilson embodies in the 1977 video for Barracuda, that can't be taught, only known. Yeah, she's great. I just love Ann Wilson. All right. 309 area code says, Alison Krauss has a pure voice. Yes, she does. Beautiful voice. 301 area code, Bing Crosby and Glenn Campbell. You hear a lot of Bing Crosby now this time of year. Every year around this time, you get to hear a little Bing. Glenn Campbell had a great voice. And, of course, you know, one of the greatest songs of all time, Dan, is by Glenn Campbell.
Indeed.
Wichita Lineman, one of the best songs ever. Peter in Decatur said, my two favorite singers of all time are Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah, those are two people that know how to take a song and deliver it. Sinatra, man. I mean, you can't, you know, whatever you think of the guy. He would, you know, all the way up until his death, man, he owned the room. Like, you know, you don't mess with Frank. Ella Fitzgerald, it's beyond, you know, she's sort of beyond description on how what a great singer. 224 area code says, Roger Waters and Eddie Vedder work for me. Roger Waters I don't know if he's a great singer. He certainly tells a lot of stories with his voice. But splitting the vocals between him and David Gilmour when they were together, I thought was great, especially on Comfortably Numb. Comfortably Numb is my favorite Pink Floyd song of all time, one of my favorite songs of all time, and I love that song. And I think that it, you know, when they worked well together, when he and Gilmour split the vocals together on those Pink Floyd songs, I think they were great together. Like Waters was perfect for the parts that he sang, and Gilmour was perfect for the parts that he sang. And together they were great. Eddie Vedder, you know, people run hot and cold on Eddie Vedder. He's got a very unique voice, you know, because when Pearl Jam first, you know, blew up on the scene in 91, nobody sounded like Eddie Vedder. Now a lot of people sound like Eddie Vedder, you know what I mean? Because it's the Eddie Vedder, but he has, and to this day, he's still got a very, very, he's got a weird voice. Some people just, it rubs them the wrong way. Like some people, I happen to love Eddie Vedder. I think he's great. And I think he's got a great voice, but it is weird. Like it was very, very unique. When 10 first came out, it was like, who the hell is this guy? What's going on with this guy's voice? And then, but you hear the voice and then you see the guy and you're like, wait a minute. This reasonably short, skinny dude, that's coming out of this guy? You know, he has since obviously, you know, but when they first broke, he was in like his early 20s when they first broke. And, but he weighed like 80 pounds. He had more, his hair weighed more than he did when they first broke. And to hear that crazy voice come out of that body. I remember the first time I saw Pearl Jam, I saw him with Nirvana. And they opened for Nirvana, and I was like, what? And I had never, I think this was before 10 came out. It was either 10 was out and I didn't have it yet, because I certainly did not have the album. And he was a lunatic. He was a maniac. Like, he came out, he starts singing, then he's climbing up on the balcony and stuff and jumping out into the audience. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? What's wrong with him? But I love his voice. I do. I think it's great and unique. But I know people who can't stand Eddie Vedder. Dan, you know people who can't stand him?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's see. 321 area code says Dionne Warwick. Dionne Warwick, phenomenal singer. Again, a completely different style than so much of the stuff that we're talking about. Like, we could go down every category and every genre, and there are going to be examples of really, really, really great singers in all of these genres. It's just different type of stuff. Dionne Warwick is phenomenal. Ringo in Peoria says, Philip Bailey and James Taylor. Philip Bailey. Now, let me just applaud Ringo for a moment. Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire. That guy, again, the notes that guy could hit was just, between him and Maurice White, you know, there were three, four different vocalists for Earth, Wind, and Fire, because there were, I don't know if you know this or not, but there were 6,200 people in the band at one point. And they were all dressed the same. But Philip Bailey, man, that guy can sing. That guy can hit notes. I love Philip Bailey. Nice job, Ringo. Nice job bringing him up. Yeah, Philip Bailey is amazing. And, of course, you know, he and Phil Collins recorded one of the greatest jams of all time, Easy Lover. That song is such a jam. Oh, man. James Taylor's got a very soothing, wonderful voice. He can tell a story, too. He's another one of those guys who could tell a great story while singing. And that's an important part of why you like certain singers, if they can tell the story, if they can present the song in a unique way. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and here's Jill on WGN. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Hi.
I would say Roberta Flack.
Beautiful voice. Yeah. Yeah. She, first time ever I saw your face, is just an incredible song. She was.
Yeah, there was great. A PBS junkie, and they had a biopic on her a couple years ago, and just to hear her history, she was a music teacher, and she worked the lounges at night, and just, you know, how she was discovered. She's got a really interesting background.
Oh, okay. We'll have to look that. And you said that was on PBS?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to look that up. It's a Roberta Flack doc from PBS.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Okay. Thank you, Jill.
Sure.
Have a great morning, Roberta Flack. Let's see. It's 262 area code. Two of my favorites are Neil Young and Cat Stevens. Now, Neil Young is another one that's very divisive. I love Neil Young's voice. I happen to love Neil Young's voice, but I know a lot of people who hate Neil Young's voice. I'm not one of those people. I basically, in many ways, I worship Neil Young. I think Neil Young is one of the greatest singer-songwriters that's ever lived and is one of the most, without question, one of the most influential singer-songwriters of all time. Also Canadian.
There's an interesting parallel, you know, with Eddie and kind of taking over that mantle and kind of in that same vein where, again, maybe not the best singer, but for what they're doing, it's perfect.
And, I mean, there's a reason why Pearl Jam backed him up on an album and a tour. You know what I mean? Pearl Jam, you know, Eddie Vedder has gone out of his way to talk about what a hero Neil Young is. Yeah, I don't think the grunge movement would have existed without Neil Young. Because to me, when grunge was sort of like at its top, it was like if it wasn't for these two artists, we'd have no grunge. And I picked Neil Young and Black Sabbath. Those are the two artists that I think most influenced the whole grunge movement. But Neil Young is a very, that's another one, man. But seriously, he's got such a unique and distinctive voice, and it rubs people the wrong way. My friend Mike View can't stand Neil Young's voice. Can't stand it. Like, maybe he's like, if some of his music is good, his songs, he clearly can write songs, I can't listen to his voice. That's how I feel. You know who I feel about that way? Axl Rose. I can't stand Axl Rose's voice. You know, obviously Guns N' Roses, tremendously talented musicians, and they can rock. They can rock it out. But as soon as that guy opens his mouth, I go, oh God. Yeah. So that's one of those things that some of my friends have that Neil Young reaction, that have that kind of reaction to Neil Young, like that really negative, immediate reaction to Neil Young. I have that immediate negative reaction to Axl Rose. I can't stand that guy's voice. The other one that was mentioned was Cat Stevens. Fantastic. Cat Stevens, fantastic singer. Also a really great songwriter, too. And there was a time when Cat Stevens, man, oh, man, Cat Stevens was big. He and his beard. It was everywhere. Early, mid-70s, forget it. Cat Stevens was all over the place. Yeah. He was great. His set, you know, that he got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a few years ago. And his set was one of my favorite sets that I've ever seen on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performances. Now, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in April, correct? Or, no, it's before that, but then they show it on HBO in April. I think that's what it was. I think the actual ceremony is before that. And then HBO shows the ceremony and the performances in April. But, yeah, if you go back and watch the Cat Stevens induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then his performance afterwards, great. Really great. Here's Cheryl on WGN. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Hi, how are you?
All right.
All right.
Good. How come no one's mentioned Johnny Mathis?
Johnny Mathis, yeah, classic singer.
Classic singer.
Yeah. Still doing it, too. Still out there. He's on the road. Johnny Mathis. God, how is, Dan, can you look up and see how old Johnny Mathis is? I will say this, Cheryl. That's the Christmas album that was played most in my house when I was a kid.
83.
God, 83 years old. He's still out there. Cheryl, he's 83 years old.
He was on the Jack Benny show on TV, and he's been the same ever since.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. And he's still touring. It's unbelievable. 83 years old. Good for him. Good for him. All right, Cheryl, thanks for the call.
Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Johnny Mathis still out there, man. 83 years old. I think he's coming to town for Christmas. I think a few days. I think he's playing a couple of nights in Rosemont, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure he's got his Johnny Mathis Christmas tour, because he tours every Christmas, which he's done forever. Because his Christmas album is not just played, you know, wasn't just played in my household when I was growing up. Everybody has that record. I think that's one of the best Christmas albums ever recorded. And it holds a real sentimental spot in my heart, because it is the when my parents and I would, you know, listen to Christmas records, that was the go-to one. That was the first one. Elvis was up there too, but man, that Johnny Mathis Christmas album, it's ingrained in my brain. That was the classic Christmas album in my childhood, and I still love it, because it really represents Christmas time to me. The Johnny Mathis album, and he's got a very beautiful voice, and he delivers those Christmas standards fantastically. I love that record. I absolutely love that record, and the fact that he's 83 and he's still touring really says something. Good for him. So I love that guy. All right, man, so many other great singers that we can talk about here. We're having a lot of fun doing this, and I want to hear from you guys. More texts, more calls from you, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Greatest singers of all time. Who are some of your favorites? Dan, that's the ultimate FM rock jock band.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah, man, let's hear a little Rush. I'm Bird. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Triple Play Thursday, and that's the third Rush hit that we got to hear. It's 574 area code requesting that. That, of course, is Limelight. And one artist, three songs. It's up to you. 312-981-7200. We are talking about great singers and some of the best singers ever. I've got this article from Consequence of Sounds where they did 100 essays on 100 singers who they think are the greatest. And again, we're covering all genres. It doesn't have to be a specific genre of any kind. Let's go to the phones. Here's Dave on WGN. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Nick. How about, here's another for a different genre. How about Marilyn McCoo?
Marilyn McCoo.
Do you like her voice?
I do. I think she's got a beautiful voice. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
And how about, here's one singer. I don't know his name, but he never got a lot of appreciation. I thought he had a great voice. He did the remake of B.J. Thomas' Hooked on a Feeling. I think the group is Blue Suede.
Yeah.
Did he also do Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling Again? Is that the same singer?
I do not know. I know the remake of Hooked on a Feeling is the Ooga Shaka, Ooga, Ooga,
right.
Ooga Shaka.
But that lead singer to that also sounded exactly like the same singer for Here Comes That Rainy Day. I think it is the same singer.
We'll have to
do you
look
know
that
who
up.
It is?
No, let's try to find it. Dan, can you find out lead singer for Blue Suede?
Great voice.
Yeah, he had a great voice.
Great husky, masculine voice.
Yeah, and that remake of that song was weird, but I liked it. I never understood.
Much better than the original. That's a new topic, Nick. You know, remakes that were better than the original.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
All right, take care.
Dave, thanks, buddy.
Bye.
All right, we'll leave the radio on, Dave. We'll find out who that lead singer is from Blue Suede. But yeah, I remember when that song came out, the remake came out, and the first time I was like, Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka. I was like, what the hell is this? It was just so weird and off-putting.
Bjorn Skifs.
His name is Bjorn?
Yes.
Wow. All right. I don't think that's Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling Again. I think that's a different dude. Oh, you know what I think? No, God, you know, I can't. I just remembered this. David Hasselhoff covered that. Did you know that, Dan?
I did not.
He covered Ooga Chukka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chukka. David Hasselhoff covered that. And the video is spectacular.
The Fortunes were the band that was Here Comes That Rainy Day Again, made up of Rod Allen, Glendale, and Barry Pritchard.
Okay, not the same guy. So, all right, here's Kevin on WGN. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, hey, Nick.
Yeah.
This will get some people riled up. Talk about divisiveness. Willie Nelson, the guy has never sung a clinker in his life. You go back to the 60s, think about the song Nightlife.
Yeah.
You know?
I happen to love Willie Nelson. I happen to love his voice. I think Willie Nelson has a fantastic voice. And, you know, and obviously perfect for the genre that he's in. I think Willie Nelson is a great singer.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, Merle Haggard, too. You know, just nails it every time.
Yep, agreed. Kevin, thanks, man.
You bet.
Classic old-school country dudes right now knowing how to sing those country songs. Willie's awesome, always has been. Great. I saw him open for Dave Matthews, and it was fantastic. His whole family was out there. It was awesome. All right, let's take a break here. We've got the news coming up next, and more great singers, 312-981-7200. Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday! 312-981-7200. Squat requesting Shania Twain, Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under, continues the Canadian theme and the Good Singer theme. Yeah, Shania Twain. You know, she's a judge on some show called Country Something. It's like American Idol, but for country singers. And she's one of the judges on the show. You know how I know that?
How's that?
Because it comes on after wrestling. So they show a lot of commercials. I didn't even recognize her. She looks a lot different now. She was really hot for a while, man. I mean, she's also she's attractive, so yeah. But I mean, hot in terms of popularity. But she's also hot. John Mutt Lang, what an idiot. Great producer, but a moron. Guys with Shania Twain, he cheats on Shania Twain? I don't understand any of this stuff. Anyway, Shania Twain on a Thursday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been talking about your favorite singers. Who are the greatest singers ever in any and all genres? 312-981-7200. Here's Sherry on WGN. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Okay, for one thing, I have to say, Neil Young versus Axl Rose, they're the same people, except that Neil Young wrote more.
Uh-huh.
Don't you agree their voices were, like, stupid? They were just, like, the same.
No, I don't agree.
They were just, like...
I don't.
Oh,
I love Neil Young's voice. I hate Axl Rose's voice.
It's the same voice, though.
No, it's not.
Right?
I don't think so at all. I think we're hearing two. We're hearing two different things, Sherry.
I will let that drop. But also, I wanted to say that you have to mention. I mean, he has to be mentioned. Bob Seger.
Oh, sure,
great balladeer.
Great rock
ever.
Voice. Yeah, great rock voice.
Yes,
no question about it.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. And also, I've been away for since 2010. Just got back here this year in September, and I paid $152 every year, Nick, to see the Blackhawks while I was in California. Yeah. And now I get, yeah, I know,
well,
I know, I know.
Well, welcome, how, well, how, well, welcome back, Sherry.
Oh, how can that happen with such a talented team, you know?
Yeah.
I just, I don't know.
It's been rough. Hey, they won last night.
They did.
Won last night.
Yep.
Well, all right, Sherry. Welcome back to town, but I'm sorry the Hawks aren't playing the well they should. All right, Sherry. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Bob Seger rules.
Okay, Bob Seger rules. Wow, she left town in 2010, and she came back now. So she missed the whole thing? Is that what I'm to understand, Dan?
I think you're right.
The whole stretch. She missed the whole stretch. And she's a Blackhawks fan? Oh, man. Oh, man. I mean, she saw it from California. She had to pay a lot of money, but she comes back here for this season. I feel terrible. That's terrible. Oh, man. Well, we've got the Express. It's a wonderful Blackhawks Express that we're going to play. Although, you know, it was still a scary game. It was still a scary game. There was a very, very, very good chance that they were going to lose that game last night, but they won. So we're going to hear a positive Blackhawks Express coming up in a little bit. Here's Mark on WGN. Hi, Mark.
Greetings in Cleveland and happy holidays.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I have two, possibly three names for you. First, Nick Cave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very unique voice, Nick Cave. Yep.
Yeah, and I'd like to suggest someone who influenced him, Mark Stewart of the British band The Pop Group.
Mm.
Yeah, he's not that familiar to American audiences, but he has an extraordinary whisper to a scream range, kind of like the third name on my list. Do you remember Arthur Brown from The Crazy World of Arthur Brown?
Yeah. His only hit was Fire, but he had a lot of other songs.
Yeah, and that guy also had a really extraordinary range. So, yeah, three great singers right there.
Okay. All right, Mark, thanks.
Have a good show.
See you later. Yeah, crazy-ass Arthur Brown. Crazy-ass Arthur Brown wearing a hat with flames shooting out of it. Fire. That song is a jam. And he does really go. I mean, he can hit those notes, too. He had an unbelievable range. So, I remember our good friend Steve Krakow, Plastic Crime Wave, a.k.a. Plastic Crime Wave, who did the secret history of Chicago music in The Reader. He got to go to London. He got to go to England and actually interview crazy-ass Arthur Brown. And said it was like one of the highlights of his life. And I guess crazy-ass Arthur Brown is still crazy. But yeah, if you ever see like performances, cause his one hit song was Fire. That was the one hit song he had. I mean, he had much more of a catalog than just that one song, but his one hit was Fire. And it was a huge hit. But if you go back and you look at him performing that and anywhere, he's got like ridiculous robes on, crazy costumes and outfits, and a hat with flames shooting out of the top of it. It's pretty insane. And it was the crazy world of Arthur Brown, but I call him crazy ass Arthur Brown. That song, by the way, is a jam. So, we got more texts coming in. If you want to jump in, we're talking about the greatest singers, 312-981-7200. 847 area code says, I agree with there are plenty of great voices out there, but my favorite is Winona Judd. What's the other one? Because I know there's Ashley, and there's Winona, and then what's the other one's name? The other Judd of the Judds? It's Winona.
Ashley's
the actress.
I think it's the mother, isn't it?
Yeah.
Naomi.
Naomi Judd. There it is. Winona's the mom.
I think Naomi's the mom.
Oh, Naomi's the mom.
And then Winona and Ashley are sisters.
Okay, got it. I get a little confused on the Judds. Russ.
You jumped in pretty quick there, Vic. Are you a Judds fan?
Well, you know, you spend time in New Mexico and Texas, especially when I did back in the 90s when they were singing.
Oh, man.
You can't get away from it.
Couldn't get away from it. Were you a big Shania Twain fan, too?
I did like Shania Twain quite a bit.
Yeah.
I do think she has a very nice voice as
well.
She does. Yeah.
She does. Yeah, wow. So you were in Texas in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. I that's when I left, yep.
With Garth Brooks?
Thank you, Air Force, for taking me. What were you saying?
Garth Brooks? What about that?
You know, I did like Garth Brooks back then. I don't listen anymore, but I did.
He's still huge. He just played Notre Dame, didn't he?
I think he did.
Yes.
Then they had a special, a TV special.
NBC, yeah.
Isn't you know, that
the,
crazy?
The thing, and if I can remember correctly, he was different. Back then, he was different for country music. The music he put out back then changed it a little, you
it
know,
well,
quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did.
It did. And he was
so
one
it
of
was
those
refreshing.
Guys.
Before he came out, I was really into George Strait, which I still am. I think he's great as far as country music singers go. He's great.
We had George Strait mentioned earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as we were talking about great singers, George Strait was mentioned, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, so the old school stuff, you know, no, it did start to change. You know, like acts like Garth Brooks and Shania Twain made country, I guess, more accessible to pop music fans.
Yeah, I think so. It definitely moved away from the traditional music that was being played, I think. And then, like, Tim McGraw kind of came out right after, I think, around Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
So it started to change.
absolutely. And it's still, you know, they're different kinds of, like, I don't, you know, it's Carrie Underwood to me, that doesn't sound country to me.
No, you know, personally, me neither. You know, the stuff that sounds really country to me now that's, like, contemporary right now, like, for instance, a guy named Sturgill Simpson.
Oh, man, he's good.
He's amazing, and it's not really, you know, it's not on the radio because that's just not the sound they're looking for now in country. But
he's good, man. Yeah. He's great. I'll tell you, he was one of the best musical performances on SNL last season.
You know what? And oh, really? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And I would... I'm going to have to go and look that up now. You had a caller a little while ago that gave you a show idea for, what was it?
Best remakes better than the original.
I would submit for you, if you do that segment, Sturgill Simpson covered and I love Willie Nelson, but he covered a Willie Nelson song, and I think he did it better.
So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised. He's the real deal. Sturgill, he's the real deal, that guy.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and then, of course, you know, you had Taylor Swift started out country.
Right.
And now she's as far away from from country as you can possibly get.
Yeah.
She's closer to hip hop now than she is to country.
Oh yeah.
So, how about this, other great singers? Russ says Prince and Michael Jackson are two great singers. Agreed. Prince all the way around, man. Incredible musician, unbelievable songwriter. He was, you know, they throw the term musical genius around lightly, but it certainly fits. To call Prince a musical genius. 607 area code says, I like Stevie Wonder, an incredible voice. Wonderful singer, incredibly talented. 708 area code, Shirley Manson is mentioned here. Is that Esmeralda texting in? Esmeralda loves the band Garbage. Love Shirley Manson. So, all right, we got a lot more texts coming in. We got some people on the line. Everybody hold on. We have to take a break here. We're going to do some weather, and then we'll come back and jump right back into this category of the greatest singers of all time, and a little bit more from the Essays on Consequence of Sound website, and more from you, much more from you, at 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Favorite singers. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell coming up at 5, Steve Cochran coming up at 6, and coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Continuing with Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. That's one artist, three songs. Squat picked some Shania Twain. I'm going to get you good. Yeah. Talking about great singers, we had a really lovely guest earlier this morning, Ava Cherry. Who is a great singer in her own right and has worked with everybody, including Luther Vandross and so many more. And she was she dated David Bowie and appeared on a bunch of his records and toured with him. And so that got us thinking about great singers. And Consequence of Sound put together an article, and they wrote essays on 100 of the greatest singers of all time. And there are so many and so many different genres and so many avenues that you can go down that we wanted to hear from you guys about your choices for best singers and why you love them. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. How about more texts here? 224 area code says, Katie Lang and Steve Perry. Love both of them. Katie Lang. I love Katie Lang. I love her voice, man. That song, Constant Craving, that's one of my favorite songs of all time. I adore that song. Beautiful song. And Steve Perry, one of the best rock vocalists, man. That guy, just like a great singer and a great rock, classic rock vocalist, Steve Perry. So, 312 area code says Eddie Fisher. Sure. 224 area code, Aaron Neville and Lou Rawls. Yeah, Lou Rawls, man, you'll never find. Lou Rawls, man. Hey, do we have that, the Lou Rawls WGN jingle? Remember, Lou Rawls did a jingle for WGN? Let's hear a little Lou Rawls. Aaron Neville has a great voice. A real interesting voice, too. But I always think of, whenever I think Aaron Neville, because I'm an idiot, I always think of Horatio Sands' imitation of him. I've got to get some cocoa butter. And he's rubbing cocoa butter all over his skin. That's every time. That's how stupid I am. I think of this dumb Horatio Sands. I get some cocoa butter. And Lou Rawls. Do we have Lou Rawls? Let's hear it.
Making the most of the moment. That's the way you are. We've been living life right with you, sharing good times. We've come far. We're a part of Chicago, a city filled with pride. Growing up together with a good feeling that grows from inside, filled with pride. When you turn to us, welcome home.
Welcome
home. We're Chicago's very own Channel 9.
Keeping in touch with tomorrow. Look at the lineup this fall.
More movies, news, sports, and fun. See us. We've got it all.
When you turn to us,
welcome home.
Welcome home.
Chicago's very own Channel 9. The part of Chicago.
We belong to Chicago.
Chicago's Channel 9.
Channel 9
belongs
to Chicago.
They should bring that back, man. Chicago's very own. It's Channel 9, and we are. WGN is still Chicago's very own. Get some Lou Rawls back, man. We want Lou Rawls advertising Channel 9 again now. Lou Rawls, man. Great voice. 954 area code says, in my opinion, the best voice was Sam Cooke, Pure Velvet. Yeah. Great singer. Mark the Breadman says, my top male and female singers would be George Harrison and Sade. Those are interesting choices, right?
Yeah, very much so.
So nobody picked John Lennon or Paul McCartney, but we do have Ringo and we have George Harrison represented by our listeners. The Ringo thing's a little weird. I can more understand the George Harrison. 414 area code, the unique Leon Redbone. That's one of those guys that has that. A voice that's unlike anything you've ever heard before. Liz says it's Dean Martin for me. I like it when Dean Martin calls Rudolph Rudy. We heard Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from Dino the other morning. They would never let Rudy join in any reindeer games. Good old Rudy. Only Dino could call him Rudy. 312 area code, Felix Cavallari from The Young Rascals. Great voice. Terrific voice. 815 area code, Amy Winehouse. I should call my future ex-wife, Dana. You know that she was in a Winehouse, she did a Winehouse show. And she did it as this is Dana DiLorenzo, my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo, who I am deeply in love with. She did an Amy Winehouse show here in Chicago. And I've seen video of it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, you know, if they make a movie about Amy Winehouse, a fictional one, not the documentary, which is terrific, but if they make a movie, she needs to get that part. Dana needs to get that part. That's all there is to it. I'll do whatever I can. 219 area code says, from the Christian genre, Phil Keaggy and Ashley Cleveland. Not familiar. And I hope I'm pronouncing Phil's name correctly. It's K-E-A-G-G-Y, so I'm saying Keaggy. Could be Keaggy. Or Keaggy. Or Keaggy.
I believe that is the phonetic, so I think you're okay.
It's Keaggy. Okay. 847 area code, Robert Goulet. By the way, Robert Goulet, we just saw Scrooge last week. Robert Goulet has a fantastic cameo in Scrooged. It's very funny. It's at the beginning of the movie. It's Bob Goulet's Cajun Christmas special. He's going through the swamps. He's going through the Cajun swamps singing a Christmas tune being followed by an alligator. Bob Goulet's Cajun Christmas. Andy Williams, Perry Como, and Gordon Lightfoot. Now, the Robert Goulet, the Andy Williams, and the Perry Como all kind of fit in the same area code. You know, Andy Williams, Perry Como. Eugene Levy used to do Perry Como. He used to do an imitation of Perry Como. Perry Como was one of those guys. Is Perry Como still alive? I think he passed away. I think Perry Como's passed away. But is one of those guys who's got that very soothing voice. He's passed away?
Yes, in 2001.
Okay, wow, it's been 17 years. Anyway, Perry Como was one of these guys who was like, he had that really soothing voice, like Andy Williams. They fall into that category where they sing standards, and they're very nice, they're very white, and they're very clean, and they're also very relaxed. Like, Perry Como was one of these guys that was just, like, so soothing and relaxing. He had very little energy. So when Eugene Levy used to do him on SCTV, he'd be, like, laying down on a couch with the microphone stand next to his face. He'd be laying face down on the couch. That's how relaxed he was. He would just be singing while he was, like, half asleep on a couch or a bed. Brilliant, SCTV. Okay. All right, we have to break here. We got the news coming up, and then more, and here on 720 WGN. Shania Quain. Quain? Shania Twain. Shania Twain. With Don't Be Stupid, You Know I Love You, requested by Squat. So it's Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number if you would like to join us. And it is Thursday, and we're talking about greatest singers of all time. We heard some great stories, and we're going to have her back on. Ava Cherry, a great singer who used to be with David Bowie and dated him for a while, and appears on some of his classic records, and she's toured with Luther Vandross and worked with so many other people. Lives right here in Chicago. She's playing a gig with Man Fighting Bear, our good friends, that band. They're playing Saturday night at the Uptown Lounge in Chicago. It's only $5 cover, and she's got a rich history. And we only heard basically, what, one story. It was just what she went through to actually meet David Bowie. And that was just one story. And we ran out of time. So she's going to come back on the show. And she's a terrific singer and a great talent. And so that got us thinking about who are the greatest singers of all time? Who are your favorites? And we can cover every avenue and every genre. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Somebody mentioned Gordon Lightfoot. I saw Gordon Lightfoot at Ravinia like 25 years ago. And it was, I didn't see him because we were on the lawn, you know, at Ravinia. You can really see the show from there, but you can just like hang out and have wine and cheese and stuff. Never been a huge Gordon Lightfoot fan. I went because my girlfriend at the time wanted to go. Leslie Presley. It was Leslie Presley. She wanted to see Gordon Lightfoot. So we went. 262 area code loves Mama Cass. Yeah, she had a great voice. Mama Cass had a great voice. Robert says Patsy Cline, Connie Francis, and the lead singer of Deep Purple. Well, you got to be more specific for the lead singer of Deep Purple. Ian, I think he's probably talking about, Dan, you can look it up because there have been like five different lead singers. I think he's probably talking about Ian Gillan, would be my guess. And Robert says he's a classically trained opera singer. I think it's Ian Gillan that he's talking about. Patsy Cline, a beautiful voice. Connie Francis, lovely. But I love that Robert went Patsy Cline, Connie Francis, and then right to Deep Purple. I'm like, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Ian Gillan?
Yep.
Yeah, because there have been a lot of... Deep Purple has gone through a few lead singers over the years. Eddie says Bob Seger and Sammy Hagar. You know, Dan, we haven't gotten a phone call from Sammy Hagar in a long time. Remember, he was a regular caller on my show?
I heard he wakes up early these days.
He does. He wakes up early, very, very early, and especially on Saturday.
Right.
I understand that he wakes up really early on Saturday.
Tunes into that Outside the Loop Radio.
Yeah, I think he listens to Outside the Loop Radio with Broham, Mike Steven.
Tequila.
That was like the... There was a time, though, when Hagar was calling in. And adding a lot to the conversation.
A lot,
like tequila. All right, let's see. Here's Julie on WGN. Hi, Julie. Julie?
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hi. You said a lot of my love. I just love all kinds of music, but I told Dan I couldn't remember the lead singer, Jethro Tull. Ian Anderson?
I just love
his voice.
Yeah, he's got a great voice, and he's a great front man. He's really, really entertaining on stage, and has always been.
Yeah, and Joan Jett's got a good voice, too.
Ah, Joan Jett. Represent. Yep. Okay, Julie, thank you.
Yeah, you guys take care. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right.
Yeah, Ian Anderson, man. I love me some Ian Anderson. He really is one of my favorite front men in rock. I just think he's great, and I don't care, man. He rocks the flute. People can mock Tull. Jethro Tull gets mocked because of the fruit, because of the flute. But he jams on that flute. Still to this day. And he's a very, I mean, you know, if you've ever seen Jethro Tull, I've seen Jethro Tull. Jethro Tull is one of those bands that I've seen multiple times. And they've never given a bad performance. I've seen Jethro Tull several times, and they've never given a bad performance. They're always great. And, you know, also very funny. Like, going to a Tull show at some point is like, if Python could jam, that's kind of what it was. It was that type of British sense of humor on stage. I remember when they played, oh my God, this is so funny. When they played the, I want to say it was the 20th anniversary tour or something. It was in the 80s, okay? It's like the 20th anniversary tour, and it was like 1986 or something like that. And they came out on stage. They had nurses come out and wheel them out in wheelchairs and stuff. This was in 1986, Dan. They made this joke.
That's awesome.
And they came out in wheelchairs and on gurneys and stuff, and had IVs. And then they came out. They were wearing like hospital gowns and stuff. And they came out and they started the show and they jammed and then they changed out of that and into the regular costume. But they were here's the thing: they're still touring. That was 32 years ago. That was 32 years ago when they said they made jokes about them being old. 32 years ago, and yet they're still out there. Here's Paulette on WGN. Hi, Paulette.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. I was thinking of an old favorite of mine, John Raitt.
John Raitt?
Daughter, Bonnie Raitt.
John Raitt. Yeah. Bonnie was mentioned.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I didn't hear.
Yeah. Bonnie's been mentioned a couple of times. Bonnie Raitt's been mentioned a couple of times here. And then you got to acknowledge your father, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Paulette, thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. I thought she said John Waite, which would be fine. John Waite's a phenomenal singer, actually. People know him from the band The Babies and his solo work, mostly known for I Ain't Missing You At All, Missing You. Man, that song, good Lord. You could not turn on the radio. 1984, when that song came out, you could not turn on the radio without hearing Missing You. That was an enormous hit for John Waite. And people were trying to figure out if he was going to be able to do a solo career because he was with the Babies, and the Babies were real popular. That's a great band. That's a great and underrated band, the Babies. Yeah, John Waite. I'm glad she reminded me. She wasn't talking about John Waite. I misheard her, and then it just got me to thinking. I'm glad we got to mention John Waite. Great singer. Lisa says Bessie Smith and Regina Spektor. Yeah, Regina Spektor is great. 773 area code says my three favorite singers are Ben Harper, Ryan Adams, and Kelly Joe Phelps. Well, those are. I can see why this person would like all three of those. I think they would kind of fall into the same sort of under the same sort of umbrella. Ben Harper's a really good singer. 773 area code says I think Luther Vandross had a very good voice. He had a great voice. And the guys from Man Fighting Bear were telling me off the air that Ava Cherry actually learned a lot of singing technique from Luther Vandross. Like she toured with him and recorded with him for many, many years. And by the way, the Man Fighting Bear guys, they actually take vocal lessons from her, from Ava. She gives them vocal lessons, which in turn, Luther Vandross gave her vocal lessons. So they're basically getting vocal lessons from Luther Vandross, which is cool. All right. Let's break here. We got weather and then more of the greatest singers of all time. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Lots of people calling in and lots of people texting on this one. Because people have ears and they like music. All right. I love April. That's all I'm saying. I love her. April requesting Pearl Jam's version of Comfortably Numb. They played that at Wrigley the last time I saw them. Truly one of my favorite all-time songs. And they do a kick-ass version of it. So that's Pearl Jam. And now we get to hear two more Pearl Jam songs. I'm so excited! Triple Play Thursday, man. That's how it works. Thank you, April. Dan, tell April I love her, will you please?
Will do.
Okay, thank you. She requested Pearl Jam, and then she and not only did she request Pearl Jam, but she requested my favorite, one of my favorite songs ever, my favorite Pink Floyd song, and a great cover. So that's very nice, and it's a great way to close out Triple Play Thursday with Pearl Jam. And again, I'm sure that there are people out there going, "I don't like Eddie Vedder's voice." I do, a lot. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. We're talking about great singers. How about this one? Nancy says, Joe Williams, who got his start in Chicago and sang with the great Count Basie Band. 847 area code, Jose Feliciano and Shakira. You know, speaking of Jose Feliciano, have we heard Feliz Navidad yet this year? Have we heard it?
We have not on the show, no.
Oh, I'm quite frankly, I'm surprised. Well, we still got a, you know, still got a couple of weeks. No, we got 12 days. Oh, 12 days of Christmas begin today. What the hell? What's it? So wait a minute. Now Christmas is Tuesday, right?
Yes.
All right. So are you going to be here on the 24th, on Monday morning, the 24th?
No.
Oh, okay, you're going to be off.
Yes.
Because I'm working that morning.
Oh, you are?
I think. Right?
I thought maybe. I'll double check the schedule.
Double check, wait a minute, maybe I'm not working. Because what's the Friday? The 21st, right?
Friday is the 21st, correct.
So that would be the last night then before we would take a break, right?
Correct. If you told her you're taking the week of Christmas off, you would be off.
Because the 24th is a Monday.
Correct.
So it would be a Sunday night and a Monday morning.
Correct. They do have Dane Neal filling in for you.
Right? Oh, okay. Well, then I'm not. Okay, then I'm not working. Dane Neal's working for you. Who's filling in for the Christmas week?
It'll be Dane Neal all nights except Christmas when we do special Christmas.
Do the special Christmas programming. Yeah. And then for the following week, the week after, because I'm off then until New Year's Day. And is that all Dane Neal?
Yes, it looks like it's all Dane.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dane. Spending the holidays here at the station. Thank you. So a week from tomorrow will be our last day before the new year. But I will be back on New Year's Day night, whatever the New Year's night, right?
That is correct, yes.
The first into the second. I'll be back January 2nd, and that's a Wednesday. January 2nd is a Wednesday. So that's when I'll be back.
That is correct.
All right. I'll be listening. No, hey, how come nobody mentioned Michael Sadler from Saga as a vocalist?
You know, I think I just got so many.
You couldn't get them all. I can't believe we didn't get a ton of Michael Sadler from Saga, lead singer of Saga, as one of the greatest singers of all time. I mean, this is a Saga show. 815 area code says, "How about Mac Davis? He's a likable man." Mac Davis, by the way, so good in the movie North Dallas 40, like unexpectedly good, like you wouldn't expect that kind of performance from Mac Davis. But then he followed it up with Cheaper to Keeper, which is one of the worst movies ever made. Jackson Brown, 404 area code, likes the Jackson Brown. 920 area code says Brent Smith of Shinedown. Jay says Judy Garland. Oh, yes. Magnificent voice. Oh, my good friend Mel Torme. Yeah, my buddy, Mel Torme. Edie Gourmet and Steve Lawrence. Again, I go back to Saturday Night Live when I think of that, and I think of, why am I blanking on her name? The high-voiced blonde Victoria...
Principal?
No. Victoria Principal was on Dallas. Why am I blanking on her name? High voice.
Jackson.
Victoria Jackson, right. Okay, Victoria Jackson and Mike Myers doing Steve Lawrence on the Sinatra group. where they're just kind of like sucking up to Frank and making, you know, laughing at everything Frank says. It was when Sting, there's one with Sting, what's the one where Sting, do you remember this one?
I do, yeah.
Where Sting is Billy Idol and Phil Hartman. By the way, Phil Hartman's Frank Sinatra. Come on now. One of the greatest things ever. You don't scare me. I got chunks of guys like you in my stool. Stephen Eady. Mel Torme got a great voice. He's Velvet Fog, man. He's the Velvet Fog. He didn't sing, though, when we were hanging out. Got to pay for that. You can't get... Mel Torme is not just going to sing for free in a screening room watching Barfly with Mickey Rourke. That's not going to happen. So we watched Barfly with Mickey Rourke. This is for people who don't know this. Roy Leonard brought Mel Torme to the screening room. Mel Torme, big, big movie fan. And he brought Mel Torme to the critics' screening room in the fall of 1987. He was in town for like a three-day gig. He did Roy's show, and then Roy's like, hey, why don't you come over to the screening room with me and check out some movies? So he was there 2 days in a row. We saw three movies. I saw three movies with Mel Torme sitting like either right behind me or right next to me, either day. Roy, hey, you know Mel Torme. So we saw Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he told some fantastic stories about Richard Dawson, who used to do stand-up and open for Mel Torme. Yeah, I got to tell you, that Dickie Dawson, hey, he's got a mouth on him. He had to fire him because he came out and told some stupid jokes, and so Mel Torme fired good old Dickie Dawson. So he had many stories to tell about the Running Man, about Richard Dawson and the Running Man. We saw Overboard with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, and we saw Barfly with Mickey Rourke and Faye Dunaway. He loved Running Man. He loved Overboard. He hated Barfly. And I, of course, included Barfly on my favorite movies that year. And it's still one of my favorites. It's like, why was anybody... I remember Mel Torme saying, why would anybody want to spend 2 hours with these drunks? I'm like, what are you talking about? You hung out with the Rat Pack. What the hell are you talking about? Anyway, Mel Torme, great singer. Also, he enjoys tuna. I know that from personal experience. That just sounds weird. All right, let's take a break before it gets any weirder, and then we'll come back and we actually have a really fun Blackhawks Express, not a depressing one, to play this morning, and we'll do that, and we'll wrap up the whole conversation about great singers. And if you want to join us, it's 312-981-7200. News next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich comes up at five o'clock with the opening bell. And we're concluding Triple Play Thursday with Three by Pearl Jam. Thanks to April for requesting that. That's Lightning Bolt, Pearl Jam.
Yeah!
312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're continuing to talk about this. We've been talking about this for a while now and having some great fun. Talking about the greatest singers of all time. Ava Cherry was on the show a little bit earlier, who's a terrific singer, worked with David Bowie and so many others, Lucy Vandross, and had so many great stories that we want to hear, that we're going to have her back on. She only was able to tell one story. We ran out of time. She told this amazing story about how she tracked down and met David Bowie. It's pretty amazing. So we're going to have her back on, and that got us thinking about great singers. Consequence of Sound, which is a terrific website, by the way. Lots of really great music writers contribute to Consequence of Sound, and they put together their list and a bunch of essays about the greatest singers of all time. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We want to hear from you guys, and we've been getting a lot of texts and some phone calls here. Let's continue this conversation. And coming up, by the way, in just a few minutes is the Blackhawks Express, and it's the first good Blackhawks Express in a couple of weeks. Hey, they actually won. So we'll hear the highlights coming up. All right. Let's see. 630 area code votes for Nora Jones. Yeah, she's got a cool voice. She's a good singer. Roger says, a 16-year-old Carl Palmer is on the is the drummer on Fire. For those of you who were listening a little bit earlier, crazy-ass Arthur Brown, who had that one hit, Fire! Evidently, Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer played drums on Fire, on the song Fire, by crazy-ass Arthur Brown. That's a fun fact right there. He would go on to be in Emerson, Lake & Palmer. And Carl Palmer, one of the best drummers ever. So, here's Willie and Gurnee on WGN. Hi, Willie.
Good morning, Nick. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
I love what you do every night, man. Thanks. We have a lot in common. We're the same age, and we both like cats. But I was calling. I don't think a lot of your listeners even know, but I bet you do, is the best singer ever is Lisa Gerrard.
Yeah, Lisa Gerrard's amazing. Amazing. Tell her.
I mean, yeah. I was working out one day, like, 25 years ago, and a guy brought a Dead Can Dance CD in. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And I loved it, and I went to that's when music was different then. I would go to the mall and order it because it would have to come in overseas. I owned all those CDs, and lately they just came out with a new album. I don't know if you knew that, Dead Can Dance.
I didn't know that. No, I did not.
You got to look into it. It is so good, but I was contemplating, do I call, do I not call? Nobody's ever heard of her, but I thought, man, I gotta stick up for Lisa because she's meant just the world to me. Over these last 20 years, man.
That's great, man. I appreciate the call, Willie. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
All right, buddy, take care. All right, more texts here. Trucker Rich says Joan Jett, Pat Benatar, and on occasion Cher. Yeah, see, you know, I'm glad, Rich, I am so glad you brought up Pat Benatar. I think Pat Benatar is a truly underrated artist and singer. She rocks, man. I love Pat Benatar. Hey, you know who opened for Pat Benatar once, Dan?
Who's that?
Saga. It was Saga and Pat Benatar. One of the greatest shows I've ever seen. Yeah, no, she can sing. Pat Benatar's got a voice, man. Mark says Peter, Paul, and Mary. Noel, Paul, Stuckey, Dion for Abraham, Martin, and John. 630 area code says Jay North of Jay and the Americans. Great voice. Yeah. Great voice there. 224 area code says Jerry Vail, Rosemary Clooney, Ray Price, and Ed Ames. Oh, old school. Old school. Rosemary Clooney is George Clooney's aunt, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Maybe great aunt.
I know they're related. But, yeah, I think Rosemary Clooney is George Clooney's aunt. She has a great voice. Jerry Vail, too. Those are all great. 309 area code, Billie Holiday. Yeah. Billie Holiday was in this Consequence of Sound article. She comes in second on the list. You know who comes in first on this list? Michael Jackson, which I find weird, especially above Billie Holiday. But again, the rules for this list are a little bit different. It's not just voice. It's presentation and stuff as well. 708 area code, Allison Moyet. She's great. 815 area code, Bette Midler, Kristen Chenoweth, Lady Gaga, Louis Armstrong, Buddy Guy, Michael Bublé, and Harry Connick Jr. Lady Gaga, by the way, she is getting nominated for everything for A Star Is Born. She's a lock for an Oscar nomination. She got a SAG nomination. She got a Golden Globe nomination. Bradley Cooper got a SAG nomination, Golden Globe nomination. I think A Star Is Born, that might be the movie that gets the most nominations this year. I really think so. And I think The Favorite is going to be way up there, too. Yeah, this is Lady Gaga's year. No question about it, man. I mean, well, she's had a lot of years. She's had a lot of good years. It's not like she was unsuccessful until this. But people look at her completely differently. I'm one of them. I've never been a fan of Lady Gaga at all. But I think she's great in A Star Is Born, and she sings beautifully in it. Michael Bublé, remember the sketch Ham and Bubbly from SNL? Where John Hamm opens up a restaurant called Ham and Bubbly, where he serves nothing but ham and champagne. And he kidnapped Michael Bublé and forced him to do the commercial and be a part of the restaurant. It's hysterical. If you've never seen it, it's a fake commercial, obviously. It's a commercial for this business that John Hamm has kidnapped Michael Bublé into being a part of, and it's Ham and Bubbly. Even though, you know, it's pronounced Bublé. Ham and Bubbly. 708 area code says Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night. He was able to perform the song One on the first take. Great range and vocal chops. Yeah, Chuck Negron, fantastic. Fantastic singer. And their version of One is fantastic. But so is Amy Mann. Amy Mann, another great singer. Oh, wait a minute. Suzanne Vega. I got to mention Suzanne Vega. She's one of my favorites. In the 80s, I stalked her. I saw her in New York in the 80s and 90s. I went to New York specifically to see her 10 times. I'm not exaggerating. 10 times I went to New York just to see her. But it was cool as hell because I got to see her at the Beacon. I got to see her at Carnegie Hall. I got to see her at Radio City Music Hall. So, I mean, I got to go to all these like classic, you know, these unbelievable classic New York venues and see her play. 773, Barry White. Well, you can't, you know, come on. Barry White's the man. 815 area code says Alvin of the supergroup The Chipmunks. Yeah, there's another Christmas song we haven't heard yet. What's the name of that song? Is it just called Chipmunks Christmas?
I think so.
That's a class. You know what movie opens up with that song, right?
Almost Famous?
Right, Almost Famous. I think it's just called
The Chipmunk song, parentheses, Christmas Don't Be Late.
Christmas Don't Be Late, that's right. That's right. Where he gets a hula hoop.
Hula hoop!
Um, 479 area code says Tracy Nelson. Cindy Lauper. Oh, Cindy Lauper. Oh, how did I not mention? She's got one of the greatest voices on the planet, Cindy Lauper. I love the way Cindy can turn one syllable into three or four. Cindy Lauper can sing. That woman can belt. I know when she first came upon the scene, everybody sort of dismissed her because she had the weird hair. She dressed weird. She had, you know, the silly pop song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. She was hanging out with pro wrestlers when she first hit the scene. But she can sing. That woman can belt. She is actually, Cyndi Lauper is one of my favorite singers on the planet. And a bird pooped in her mouth at an outdoor concert. You know that one, right?
That story. I did hear that, yes.
Yeah, there's footage of it. You can watch it. Can't remember what she was singing. I don't know if it was Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but she was holding a note, and all of a sudden a pigeon went by and went plink right in her mouth. And she walked off the side of the stage, just spit, had a swig of water, and came back and kept singing. What a trooper, huh? I love Cyndi Lauper. Oh, she's so good. Tracy Nelson, Cyndi Lauper, and Billy Eckstein. Those are some of the other ones. All right, we've got more here. 312-981-7200, and we'll wrap up this conversation about great singers, the best singers of all time. But we have to take a break here for the weather, and then, oh my God, the Hawks won a game. And we will play back the Blackhawks Express from last night's victory. Coming up, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 o'clock, Steve Cochran at 6, and also coming up the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. So there you go. All right, we've been talking about great singers, and who are your favorites? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 630 area code says, another love or hate, Brian Ferry. I love his voice. I like Brian Ferry's voice, too. Brian Ferry was actually mentioned a little bit earlier on. A caller called in and said Brian Ferry. But he's another one. He can split people down the middle, whether or not you like him. Diana Ross. I saw her in concert a few years ago, and she's phenomenal. 608 says, I really enjoy Simon and Garfunkel. That Artie can sing. Yes, he can. Both of them can. But Art Garfunkel does those great harmonies, and he can hit those notes. Also, Julie Andrews, 608 area code says. 847 area code says, Minnie Riperton, great singer. Also, her daughter, Maya Rudolph, has quite a lovely voice. And she can sing. People know her from all the comedies and SNL and Bridesmaids and stuff, but she actually is a phenomenal singer. Trevor from Antioch says, Otis Redding, one of the best soul singers that ever lived. No question about it. One of the best soul singers that ever lived. 773 area code says Dennis Day from the Jack Benny program. 847 says John Legend. Anybody watch that the legendary Christmas it was on last night?
I didn't get a chance to see it.
With Christy Teigen. I saw a couple of minutes of it. It was actually kind of amusing. Oh, well, I like both of them, you know? Hey, wait a minute. What about, why am I blanking now that I've got the Jesus Christ Superstar in my head. Sarah Bareilles?
Yes, Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, my God. Oh, ho, ho. Can that woman sing? That was, by the way, that Jesus Christ Superstar thing last Easter, that was unbelievable. I still it was blown away by how awesome it was. And they did it live. It was so good. 510 area code says Vince Gill and Brian McKnight. 847 area code, Chris Cornell ruled. Yes, he did. Chris Cornell did rule. He's another one, though, people can go hot and cold on. Let's see. School bus driver Bill says, David Clayton Thomas from Blood, Sweat, and Tears. We had some Blood, Sweat, and Tears played on Two for Tuesday, didn't we?
We did, yes. Yeah.
Denise in Downers Grove. Robin Zander. How did I go this far without mentioning Robin Zander? What the hell is wrong with me? Cheap Trick, Robin Zander, to this day, one of the greatest rock vocalists of all time. There's another guy smoking and stuff and can still belt. Robin Zander, oh, Denise in Downers Grove, I'm sorry. I apologize for not mentioning Robin Zander sooner. I mean, the show's almost over, and finally Robin Zander gets mentioned. He's one of the greatest rock vocalists of all time. All right, the speed round here. Harry Chapin and Belinda Carlisle, Ray Davies of the Kinks, another Eric Carmen, Waylon Jennings, Doug Gray from the Marshall Tucker Band, Celine Dion. Oh, there you go. There you go, Dan. Finally. Yep. Finally. Let's see. Few people know or are familiar with him, but Brian Duncan has one of the greatest voices of all time. How about Sir Elton John? Selena? Jewel? Oh, yeah, Jewel, pretty voice. Jewel has a pretty voice. Let's see. Gentleman Jim Reeves, the smoothest male voice of ever. Frankie Lane. Sam Fletcher. He's a great singer that most people don't know. And then local gal, Megan McDonough, her voice made me a tough Marine cry.
And just to put a button on everything, we try not to repeat, but in terms of calls, texts, Karen Carpenter is our winner by the vast majority of votes.
You know what? That's fine with me. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Voice of an angel. Karen Carpenter. All right. We'll have all of our regular Friday features coming up tomorrow, and we'll have some surprises, too. So stay tuned for that. We will be back with the news.